Hello, welcome to the Own Your Health podcast. I'm Cindy Lynn, and I can't wait to help you step into your health power. Now, today we're going to talk about the paradox of choice and how it relates to your health and owning your health. Now, if you're not familiar with this term or this concept, or maybe you've heard it thrown around but not really sure what it means, very simply stated, it means that the more choices you have in a particular scenario, situation, in any kind of a specific situation, the more choices you have, the least likely you are to make a decision. So probably one of the most common examples of this we see, and it's studied, this is something that's studied in marketing so that people can market products effectively. But I'm sure we've all gone through the grocery store at some point and there's someone there doing a demo. They're giving samples of a particular product. And the research has shown that the more types of samples they have for you to choose from, the less likely you are to actually purchase any of them. So if they're giving samples of cheese spreads and they have a single sample there, a cheese spread, they talk to you about it, you taste it, you like it, chances are pretty good you're going to buy it. If there are two of them there, say there's a regular flavor and a spicy flavor, you will probably have a preference because the two are quite different from each other, and you'll probably still buy. Once they start putting out three or four or five different samples, even if you only taste one and you like that one, you're less likely to purchase. And there's a lot of thought processes behind this, but there's the sense of, I can't decide. It takes too much energy to decide. Your brain doesn't want to put forth that energy. You came there to shop and to fill up your cart and to go home with the groceries that you need. So to spend a lot of mental energy on something that wasn't even planned in the first place will most likely result in you just passing on. The same is true for a lot of us when it comes time to spend our free time. See if this sounds familiar to you. It's a Saturday morning. You've got the entire day ahead of you, or you've got the entire day until you have dinner plans at 7 o'clock tonight. And you can do anything you want with it. And you get up in the morning and you're sitting with your tea or your coffee and the whole day is spread before you and you can't really decide what you want to do. It's kind of nice outside, so you could work in the garden. It's great temperature, so you could have the windows open and work on that painting project you wanted to do. Or it's really nice out, you could go for a walk. You could just take your time and visit a park that you've been dying to visit for quite a while. Maybe you could even pack a picnic lunch. Go and make a day of it. Or maybe you should call a girlfriend that you haven't talked to for a while and set up a lunch date somewhere. Or maybe you should check in with your folks because they've been busy, you've been busy, kind of crossing paths, you've been meaning to drop some things off. You get the idea. Maybe I could. And have you ever at the end of that day not really accomplished any of it? And then very often at an end of a day like that, I will in some ways justify my lack of choosing by thinking, you know what, I just needed a day with downtime anyway. But when I look back at it, it's not really downtime. And I didn't plan that time with intention. So maybe I saw the laundry bin was getting kind of full and I threw in a couple of loads of laundry. And when I was doing that, I saw that there was really a lot of dust around in the corners of the machines and I pulled out the vacuum and I did that. And you know how it is. You can kind of go from one thing in the house to the other, but you get to the end of this fabulous Saturday. And how are your thoughts different? How do you feel about it differently at the end of that day than you did at the beginning of the day when it was so full of promise? Okay, if you ended up doing something you love, great. But if you're like me, chances are good that the day may have just gotten away on you because you didn't decide, you didn't choose something. And that can happen for all kinds of reasons. I mean, maybe you do choose to get in contact with that girlfriend, and then she doesn't, you send her a text or a call and she doesn't respond right away. And then it gets to be noon and you're thinking, well, we're not really going to meet for lunch. And then you start thinking about something else. But again, the day gets away from you because you had lots of choices and you didn't choose any and follow through. So I'm not making this point to beat yourself up, although I have been known to do that on the end of a wasted, and I use my air quotes here, a wasted Saturday, because I had too many choices and I didn't have any priority on those choices. And that's where we can make a difference with just a little bit of planning. Now, I know very often I hear, you know what? I don't want to plan my Saturday. I want a day without planning. And that's fine if you don't want to do the planning on the Saturday. But you have to plan if you're going to be productive and you're going to be satisfied at the end of the day. You do have to do a little bit of planning ahead of time. And that planning can be very simple. That planning on Friday night can be, you know what, tomorrow is Saturday. I am going to move from thing to thing. I'm going to putz in the house. I'm going to go from project to project. And I'm just going to be content with my own pace for the day. And that can be a really satisfying Saturday, right? But it's intentional so that you know you're going to feel the same about your activities at the beginning of the day as you do at the end of the day, right? Because that's what it's really about. When we talk about making our choices, we want to be satisfied with our decisions. And in order to be satisfied with our decisions, we have to actually make them. So this isn't about what I think you should be doing on a Saturday or your to-do list on a Saturday or any other day for that matter. It's about being happy, about being content with your choices and your decisions. And in order to even begin to be content, we actually have to make those choices and decisions. So a couple of ways to look at this whole situation. And we'll start with looking at our free time on Saturday. And then I'm going to move this into how we really own our health with this and how we can apply these same principles to driving the activities that we want to accomplish with our health. But let's start with the basic Saturday or the afternoon off. Or if you've ever had an evening where your plans have been canceled and there you are with an evening ahead of you and you just don't even know where to start, right? Priorities can really help. So you probably have, and if you don't, you might want to think about a list of the things you'd like to do. Now, this is not a list of cleaning projects necessarily. This isn't a list of household tasks. This can be a list of everything from cleaning out my dresser drawers to taking stock of my wardrobe to starting to paint with watercolors to reading a book just for pleasure. Any of these activities, right? Make a list of these go-to activities because in all honesty, I've gotten a period of free time in front of me and not even been able to think about some of the things that I've wanted to do or that I've thought about in the past weeks or months that, boy, I'd really like to have time to start this or I'd really like to have time to knit. I enjoy knitting. I have two dogs who enjoy yarn, so my knitting is always put away, zipped in a bag and set off on a shelf. And very often it's out of sight, out of mind. So when I'm sitting watching a TV show, I could be knitting and I simply don't think of it. So having a list of activities that you enjoy or that you really want to do is a really good first start to preventing that block or that freeze up of, oh my gosh, I have free time I wasn't expecting. What do I want to do with it? The other thing that's really helpful, especially if you have the better part of a day ahead of you, is to think about prioritizing that list. So if it really is a big priority to garden for you, I really want to get out there and start my garden and learn to plant things and learn to take care of it, then that would be at the top of your list, right? If you really want to spend time learning some new yoga moves, that would be towards the top of your list. And you can have contingencies on these. You can have, it's nothing written in stone, but it's something for your mind to work around. Because when our mind has all of these choices, it tends to say, that's too much work. I'm just going to close down. I'm not going to choose anything. So if you have some sense of priority, it's like, okay, these are outside things. It's pouring rain. That's not going to happen today. Ah, but these are inside things. I've been wanting to figure out a summer wardrobe, figure out what's missing for weeks. Here's my opportunity to do it. Where if you're caught off guard, you may not even think of these things. So narrowing the choices for yourself is helpful. Prioritizing the choices is also helpful. And then picking something. Because part of the reason we avoid making choices is that fear of missing out. What if I pick the wrong one? Now, if they're all things you want to do, it can't be the wrong one. But we tend to want lots of things at the same time. Sometimes we do that to ourselves without realizing it, because then it's just easier not to choose. But if we at least have some numbering, some priority to this list of things that I'd like to do, it's a starting place. It takes some of the choice out of it for us. In the same way that deciding ahead of time takes some choice out. So if on a Friday evening, you know you're going to be looking at a free Saturday, look at your list, pick two things. One, if it's nice outside, excuse me, one, if the weather's not so good and you want to do something indoors, or one thing that's with friends, if you get responses back from them, and Friday might be an easier time to get in contact with them. And one thing you do on your own if you don't end up having plans with friends. But by narrowing, the more we can narrow the choices for ourselves in that moment, the more chance we will have of actually performing, completing, doing that activity and feeling that satisfaction. Because of course, what we're going for is the feeling of satisfaction, of contentment, of completion. So, long lead up, what does that mean for our health? Well, it means the exact same thing. Many of us listen to podcasts, read interesting articles, seek out information about our health because we're interested in not only the information, but how we can apply it, how we can use it. But sometimes it gets a little bit overwhelming. So there'll be weeks where I hear lots of things about sleep, making your sleep better, sleep hygiene, sleep practices, interventions, how you can get better sleep, tips and tricks, all of these kinds of things. And then the next week, or maybe the same day, it will be all about ways to increase your vitamin D, getting outside, time you need to spend, when is the best time to be outside, how much skin do you have to expose? And then the next week, it will be something completely different. How is yoga different than Pilates? When should you do which one? And all of this information is fabulous, but it can also become overwhelming. And it also can give us this paradox of choice, where there's so many different ways that we can intervene, or there's so many different ways that we can improve our health, that sometimes we choose none. It's just too much work. It's just overwhelming. What am I supposed to do first? And this is where, again, a list is super helpful. Prioritizing that list, and then picking one thing and allowing yourself to choose one thing. And maybe for the entire month of April, you focus on sleep. And you can continue to gather information. If you're like me, you have folders. I have file folders. I have electronic folders. I have places where I can keep the resources that I think are valuable so that I know where they are, but they aren't busy cluttering up my brain and my thoughts at any given moment. So say you pick a month and you say, you know what, this is all about sleep. What's the first practice? What's the first thing I want to do? Okay, I want to get to bed by 10 o'clock every night. That's what my choice, that's what my decision is going to be for this month. And I'm going to do my best, and I'm going to track it, and I'm going to see how I did on that. But I've made a choice to prioritize sleep. And within each of the choices we make, there is going to be a lot of sub-choices. But by focusing on one thing at a time, by giving yourself permission to not lose the other choices for your health, certainly you can keep track of them, you can have your list, you can keep your resources, but pick a period of time to focus on one. And I'm guessing that if you're like me, the one that you need to focus on is probably the one that's been cropping up the most in your world. The most, it's in this podcast and it's in this article, and then I saw this on Facebook and I saw this, memes about this. And if it's the one that's been popping up a lot in your vision, that's a good indication that that may be a good time for you to address that aspect of your health. The same is true if it's yoga or if it's Pilates or if it's weightlifting or if it's ways on how to cut sugar out of your diet. Any one of these things can become part of an overwhelming paradox of choice, or you can give yourself permission to take a select amount of time and pick one to start working on. So as you look through your books, as you look through the resources you've collected, I encourage you to not allow yourself to get overwhelmed by all of the things I have to do for my health, because that's how it starts to feel like, oh my gosh, this is so much work. But I can promise you it's a whole lot more work to not be healthy. So pick something, make a choice, know that it can't be the wrong one, and then pick a period of time, like a month. And know at the end of that month, you get to make another choice. And when you make another choice, can it be to continue your sleep practice, for example? Yes. Can it be to dive even deeper into yoga? Absolutely. But it also gives yourself permission to look into your other resources and say, you know what? Now I want to try this. All right. I think I'm ready to start tackling a few supplements, doing that research, figuring out what would be best for me. Or, you know what? I think I'm ready to get some help. I think I'm ready to ask somebody to bounce some ideas off of somebody and to bring in a personal resource and give yourself permission for that. So all of this is to tell you it's really in your hands, but recognize how many choices you have, narrow them for yourself and for your own self, and then just pick. And don't let the paradox of choice keep you from actually making decisions that will help you own your health. Now, if you would like some help with this, I'm absolutely here for you. Grab a time with the link down below in the show notes, and we can absolutely get together and do that. Until then, go out and own it. The information contained in this podcast is provided for educational purposes only. It is not intended as medical advice. I am a nurse, but I'm not your nurse. Please see your personal healthcare provider for any concerns.